All right, joining us on KNBR 680, he's pitching today against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Ryan Vogelsong. Well, first spring start for you and the first for the ball club, and you get an honor of being the first guy out.
Yeah, you know, it's always an exciting game. You know, you go the whole offseason missing the game, and then you get out here and you're excited to get back on the field the first couple days, and then, you know, obviously the next step is the game because, you know, pitcher's PFP gets a little tedious, and you know, but it's definitely a necessary thing. So, but the first game's always exciting, even though it's spring training, getting back out, getting going again.
Yeah, and for you, I mean, you're a little more the focus here in spring training because you will be leaving to go to Team USA. You're going to pitch against the Italian team. And, of course, everyone calls the shows. Everyone wants to know how you're doing. How do you feel about it? And let's talk a little bit about the decision to be part of Team USA. It's quite an honor. And then how you're holding up with it.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I feel good right now. It's a nice change from last spring training when I was battling a back issue and was laid up here for a while. So it's good to be able to do everything right away again. And you know, my body's feeling good. Arm feels good. And, you know, as far as Team USA, it's a great honor. It's something that, you know, for me was always a dream. Growing up, it's right up there with, you know, being on an all-star team and winning a World Series. You know, it's a tremendous honor to be able to put USA jersey on and represent the country. And, you know, it was a difficult decision. You know, obviously your first reaction is, yeah, I'm doing it. But then, you know, I took some time to really think about the pros and the cons of it. And, you know, there was definitely some downside to it, but more positives than negatives. And, you know, once I talked to Rags and Boach and Sabes, and they were, you know, pretty excited for me to do it, that kind of made my decision pretty easy.
Wow, nice to have Ryan Vogelsong with us going against the Angels today here in Scottsdale. Well, you did the first two. You made the All-Star team, and you were a hero. I mean, fabulous postseason for you in 2012, and now you're part of Team USA. I guess the calls that come in and people are concerned, and you know the pros and cons, that, you know, you're not a 20-year-old, and you're going to have to get in pitching shape earlier, which it's obvious you are ahead of a lot of the pitchers in camp. So the question is, in September, how are you going to feel?
Well, listen, I don't think it's you know, this I'm different than everybody. You know, I've never come into a spring training until last year knowing that I had a job. You know, I was always the guy coming in. I was either battling for a rotation spot, or if I didn't win a rotation spot, I was going to be in the bullpen, or I was fighting to be on the team. So I always had to be pretty much ready the first day I stepped on the field, and that included the first bullpen. You know, if you don't really throw a good bullpen the first day when you're a guy on the borderline, your innings aren't going to be there when the games come around. So, you know, it's not much different off season for me to be ready, you know, this early. And then, you know, my experience in Japan, you know, we were starting camp February 1st, you know, 2 weeks earlier than here. So, you know, I take experience from that. And, you know, the age thing is, you know, I could see where it could be a concern, but I think it's a positive because I've been through enough of these camps and I know what it takes to have my body ready and what it takes to have gas left at the end of the season. And I think it's actually better to be older and doing it than a young guy trying to figure out what he needs to do to be ready for the end of the season. So I actually think that's a positive and not a negative. So I feel very comfortable about how things are going, and I'm looking at it as a positive, not as I'm pitching earlier than I normally would be competitively, you know, in a, you know, World Series type atmosphere. I think, you know, being ready early might actually help me in the first half of the season.
Well, there's an expression, they say, older and wiser. And you just explained it very well and learning a lot about yourself. Let's talk about the World Series for a second. I just saw you on that screen, and I thought of Dave Stewart. I just saw the expression on your face. And you took up the whole screen. And it was really just an amazing time for you, a dream come true. And as you look back on it, some of your thoughts just about the playoffs last year.
You know, I really, you know, I said this in a lot of my post-game interviews, and I truly believe it. I felt like that it was my time. I felt like, you know, God had really put me through everything else in my life to get me ready for that postseason and World Series. And I drew confidence from that. And at the same time, you know, here as I get, as you say, wiser, I've noticed that I'm not looking for quotes or phrases from people, but I'll see something that sticks out in my mind. And when we were doing that town hall thing the other night at the stadium, I'm up on stage and I look up and there's a quote up there from Nolan Ryan, and it basically said, you know, one of the beautiful things about the game of baseball is every once in a while you have to want to and you have to have to step up and prove something. And, you know, for me, obviously I had two great comeback years, but I felt like that postseason World Series, it was time for me to prove something to everyone. Yeah. And I, that was motivation.
Yeah. Well put. No, you hit it hard. You're right. And you did, which is nice. All right, first start, how many pitches do you hope to throw against the Angels?
I haven't really discussed that with Rags yet, okay. But, you know, going from past history, it's usually two innings around 35. Hopefully, you know, you can have a pretty clean first inning and be able to come in here and sit down and go back out for the second inning. Whether you get through that second inning or not is total pitch count. But you definitely don't want to use up all 30 or 35 in the first inning. And because the big thing about spring training, especially for a starting pitcher, is the sitting down and getting back up. You know, I kind of look at it more as how many times am I going to get down and get back up than it is innings. So it would be nice to have a clean first inning and get in here and sit down and then go back out and do the warm-up and start the second inning.
What a pleasure, Ryan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck in everything, and we'll all be watching.
Thank you. It's always fun to chatting with you and being on the show. I really appreciate it. You know, I listen to you during the season, so it's nice being on.
Yeah, come on. You're Larry Kruger's favorite player now.
Yeah, he takes care of me. He's nice to me, and you're nice to me. So, Radich, we got to work on Radich a little bit. So, but no, it's always a pleasure.
All right, Ryan. Thanks so much. More coming up on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.